7 minutes to 7 on Summer Breakfast. Dean Solomon to join us in about 40 minutes from now. Our conversation starter not too far away as well. And keep your texts coming about stuff you've left on the roof of your car. There are some absolute crackers that we'll read out for you very, very shortly. Speaking of crackers, though, Melbourne Victory were exactly that overnight. It was a very simple equation for them. Win, and they progressed through to the round of 16 in the Asian Champions League. And they did exactly that. The coach, Grant Brebner, has been good enough to join us as our first guest this morning. Grant, thanks for your time. Well done.
Good morning, boys. How are you? Thank you.
The boys just played like they had to win. Simple as that.
They did. The one word there I'd probably pick you up on was simple. Where I was standing last night, it didn't feel simple, I tell you that. It was tough going for the 90 minutes.
I wanted to ask you about the last 15 minutes or so, because you'd done the work early, giving yourself a 2-0 lead, but the last 15 minutes, I'd imagine, as coach, would have been a very hard watch.
Yeah, it was. It was. And look, particularly after 3 nights ago where we spurned a 2-goal lead, this tournament isn't easy. We're playing against top opposition, and we're not as fit. We haven't played as many games as we would have liked to have built into this, and we've got a new squad that's coming together. So, we're learning as we go, and we've certainly made in 3 days some big strides, because it was defending all hands on deck with 15, 20 minutes to go, but we got through it, which was great.
What's the biggest challenge with this tournament, Grant? Just let us in a little bit. Is it the quality of the opponent? Is it everything else outside of the game? What's the biggest challenge for you as coach?
Honestly, we'd have to extend this phone call by about an hour. We live it. We live in lockdown where we were living in lockdown Melbourne. We didn't play any games prior to coming in this tournament, which is unheard of. You know, normally you play some friendlies, then you come into the competition phase. Our first game was against, a Chinese powerhouse that spend millions on their team. To then back up 3 days again against them, then 3 days again, and then 3 days again. And come Sunday, when we play Ulsan, it'll be our fifth game in 15 days, which we would never do that in the A-League, never mind where we are. Not complaining, absolutely not complaining, but our players are now starting to feel it a little bit, and, I've got a little bit of a duty of care to the players and make sure that we get back on the plane fit and healthy rather than injured.
So you're basically building the team's fitness base on the run here, Grant?
Yes. There's no scientific way of putting it. I had three players that met me here in Doha when we arrived 10 days ago. Hadn't worked with the team, hadn't trained with the team, but I've been playing in the game, so we've been trying to gel as quick and as best as we can on and off the park, and myself and particularly my staff have been working extra hard and trying to do that. But yes, it's it is on the run, but like I said, I've got a fantastic staff that are making that process very easily and quickly.
How do you cope with playing against such star factor players? And you just talked about the spend of some of the other teams. Tell us about the gaps a little bit. What would be the biggest gaps in terms of pay structure or talent, sheer talent that they can afford between you and some of the other teams?
We played Beijing in the first two games, Renato Augusto, a Brazilian international. We all know how good the Brazilians are. Mm. He's on telephone numbers of a pay packet. I'd be guessing his pay packet would be bigger than our salary cap. So that's one player. And that's not me just exaggerating. That's the kind of caliber of player we're up against. But again, what we lack for in wages, we have in heart, enthusiasm, effort, desire, and sometimes it's a leveler. So, we've got out the group, which is fantastic, and we've got a Korean opposition on Sunday that are also a great team, and hopefully we can stifle them and nip something on the counter.
Grant, before we let you go, the sour note from last night was Lee Broxham left the game just before halftime with injury. How's he looking at this stage? I know it's still early.
Yeah, no, it is early, but it's not as bad as a first thought when you see somebody pull up with a hamstring. But that was his fourth game in 4 days. I've asked a lot of Lee, thankfully, being a senior pro, he felt it before it made it any worse. He didn't continue. He came off straight away. And I think it'll be a few days. Certainly not available for Sunday, but he'll be ready for round one.
Just reading the fine print here with regards to the bonus structure for winning this tournament for the coach of the Melbourne Victory. It looks like a pretty nice little wage, Grant, if you can get it done. Is there a little something for the coach if you can get the job done?
Oh, look, as you know, boys, it's all about lifting the silverware and you put me on the spot there. I don't know quite how to answer that one.
No, don't answer that. I'm just having a lend to you.
Hey, Grant, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time, and congratulations to you and the boys, and good luck for what's coming up on Sunday.
Good luck.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, boys. Thank you.
Grant Brebner, the coach of Melbourne Victory. It's a big ask what they have to do. Coming off no pre-season, players that were meeting each other 2 days before their first game. It's a big achievement to get through the round of 16. Long way to go in the tournament, but well done to Grant Brebner and all of his team. They're doing an outstanding job. 1-300-736-736 to join us across the morning here on Summer Breakfast. And don't forget, you can flick us a temper text as well, 0433 98 11 16.